The Pat Kenny Show
on News Talk with Mastercard.
Now, next week, sticking with the education theme, Leaving Cert students will be frantically trying to calculate their CAO points to see if they've enough for their course of preference. With new changes to the grading system, there may be uncertainty among hopeful students. Well, guidance counsellor and Irish Times columnist Brian Mooney is with me in studio to talk about this. Brian, good morning.
Good morning to you, Pat.
Now, many students will know there has been a change.
Yes.
Some will know but kind of have forgotten, and parents may be totally in ignorance of the sums they're going to have to do next week.
Well, the first and most important thing is that at both higher and ordinary level, the banding is now every 10%. So your ABs and B1s and B2s and
all gone.
All gone.
So there were 14 bands.
That's right.
Now how many?
There are going to be every 10%, so basically, you know, 100 to 90, 90 to 80, onwards, downwards.
Down to fail.
And once fail now, the most significant change is that in the past, fail started at 40% on both ordinary and higher.
Yeah.
As of now, you get no points and are deemed to have failed at higher once you get to 30. And that is going to have a huge significant effect, I think, in a number of areas. Let's have a look next Wednesday at the number of students who actually sat higher level Irish and higher level maths.
Yeah.
Because every single year up to now, you get to the mocks, student get 30-something percent in their mocks in higher level Irish or English.
They failed.
I've failed. I better not take a chance, because in the past, if you failed at 40, that was it. You had failed maths. And if you needed maths to get into any course, even though all that was required by the college was 40 on ordinary, once you went under 40 and higher, you were gone. And therefore, when you look at the number that registered every year with the State Exams Commission in November to sit maths at higher level and sit Irish at higher level, and you looked at the number actually sat it in June, there was always a difference of 3,000 or 4,000 who literally just disappear.
Okay.
I suspect they won't disappear this year.
They'll have a go to get to 30.
They'll have a go to get to 30, you know. And effectively, they may well get over 40 because it was the fear factor was driving them out in the past. Because obviously a mock result is nothing compared to a Leaving Cert result.
Now, it's one thing to know what you get. I mean, if you get what used to be the A1.
Yes. Now that's still 100 points.
Yeah, between 90 and 100 now,
yes,
you'll get a H1.
That's right.
Or an O1, O is being ordinary. H
exactly.
is higher.
Yes.
If what you used to get, an A2 or a B1, this was 85 to 90 or 80 to 85. Now there's one band, 80
that's
to 90.
That's correct.
So that's a H2 or an O2.
An O2, exactly.
Now, okay, so that's easy enough to comprehend. Yeah. But now, when you know what you have, I've got three H1s, I've got two O2s, or whatever it is, then you have to go to the points designation for each of those. So if you have a mixture of honours and pass subjects, you then have to add up the sums. So, for example, a H1 gets 100 points.
That's correct.
A H2 gets 88 points.
The reason for that is to do away with, in the past, when students used to land on 500 points or 495, and the college was allocating, say, the last 10 places, and there was 20 people sitting on those points. You got into this random selection thing.
Yeah.
And therefore, some people felt very unfairly done by effectively going out on random selection. I know numerous students around the country who've gone out on random selection. Now, because of this 88, 66, etc., you'll have some students might be on 500 points, but other students will be on 499, 498.
Okay, so it's adding subtlety to the whole thing.
In other words, there'll be five times as many landing points as there was previously.
Yeah, but just to give people an example, and you can download this leaflet from the department, so it's fine. So
students will have it in their schools next Wednesday. Schools will.
So you don't have to kind of remember this. But for example, if you got a H5, that's between 50 and 60 points in a higher level paper, you get 56.
Correct.
If, for example, you get an O4, that's between 60 and 70 in an ordinary level paper, you get 28 points.
Yeah.
So there are all these unfamiliar numbers.
And there's one other thing, what you just said there, Pat, which is really significant. To, you know what we used to call matriculation, which was 55%. It was your C3. Obviously, matriculation now is 50 because they're 10% bands. The H5, in other words, that effectively you get between 50 and 60. You've now matriculated. So to get into college for a Level 8 degree, it's what used to be two C3s, it's now two H5s, which is two 50%. And this is all retrospective.
So does that mean if I did my my Leaving Cert 3 years ago,
correct,
and I'm applying this year under the CAO system,
correct,
will they work it out using my old points?
On your old point. In other words, what they will say, no, they won't use your old points.
They'll use my old results.
Old results to translate it into the new grading system. But the key issue there is, say for instance, you did the Leaving Cert a number of years ago and you got one C3 and one D1. In other words, you only had one matriculation in recovered subject and you needed two. You now have two.
Okay.
Because the C3 and the D1 are within that 10% band.
But the point is, no matter when you did your Leaving Cert, and say you're coming back using it as a, although there'd be another way to get in as a mature student, but suppose you're coming in after 3 years and you're using your Leaving Cert of 2014.
Correct.
They will use the new system to calculate
correct.
Your numbers.
And if you had failed and got an E...
Yeah.
In your higher level, you will deem to be passed, even though technically you could have got between 25 and 30. But they're giving everybody who had an E
a buy.
A buy, along with the fact, now, I think it's 34 as opposed to 36. There's a lower point by about two for E's, previous E's. But effectively, in terms of qualifying, if it was an entry requirement to pass a subject, that E at higher level is now deemed to have passed.
Now, suppose you actually are close to the next grade. I mean, before you had 14.
Yes.
So if you didn't quite make the next grade, it wasn't so bad. You lost 5 points.
Yeah.
And now, if you don't make the next grade, you lose 10 points. So you're so close. You've got 79% maybe.
Yes.
If only you got one more point.
I reckon we're going to have an awful lot more rechecks.
Yeah.
You know, after Wednesday, when you'll wait till Monday to see whether you got an offer or not. And then by Tuesday, you will have to return the form that you get in the envelope next Wednesday to look at to review your scripts. Obviously, when there'll be twice as much...
So the recheck, to get an extra couple of points, to go from 78 to 80,
yes.
It's well worth paying the money because the big jump you get
will be twice the jump. In fact, when they actually brought the system in, they said, this will do away with this in that the bands will be so wide that people won't be applying. But the point is, the people who end up when they review their script and see they're only 1 point short... If you see you're 8 points short, you may not appeal.
You know, you won't bother because it's too much to hope for.
Exactly. But if you're only one or two short, you will see that, God, this is a real, you know, paying the money to have your paper rechecked.
Because it's the difference. If you get 10 extra points or whatever it is, just looking again at the new system, if, for example, you're a H3, that's between 70 and 80.
Yes.
And between 80 and 90, it's 88 in terms of points. 88 and 77, you know, that there's 11 points there.
Yeah.
So that's worth having a go.
Which means that if you get your result next Wednesday and you don't get your CAO offer, it is really worthwhile the following day asking to review your scripts across all your subjects, because effectively only then will you see whether you're on 79 or 71.
89% gets the same as 81%.
Correct.
Yet 81% gets more than 79%. Very unfair. Why not just give people 80 points for 80%, etc., and maybe pro-rate it for past level? And that's what they're saying is, if you get 77%, you get 77 points. Hey. If you get 62%, you get 62 points. What's wrong with that?
Nothing really, when you think about it. Absolutely.
That would be very fair.
Exactly.
And that would actually... spread the diversity much more.
Would it encourage people to have the whole? Would they end up having to remark the entire exam for everybody on the basis that people would suspect that they might get a few points more by? I don't know. I mean, maybe that was the fear that drove them away from such what is effectively a simple system.
Some of the thoughts coming in. Given the struggle to get experienced correctors this year, I'd advise all students to strongly consider getting a recheck. That may well happen because of the change system anyway.
Exactly.
Another one, education and exams are getting much easier. Look at the exam papers in the 70s and 80s, way more difficult than now. Dumbing down the masses, that's from Adrian and Cavan. Another one, way to go, dumbing down the already failing and inadequate education system.
Well, I would not see, I think there's a fairness in giving somebody who gets 30 to 40 on higher a pass, if in fact the pass requirement is 40 is ordinary.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Like you're already achieving more than the person would be achieving at, say, 50% even.
In pass, exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I would not be in any way concerned. And I would say to students, you know, the nerves are probably building a bit. Once you go in next Wednesday and you get your result, you know, you'll probably find, I mean, guidance counsellors like myself will be there. There are helpline supports that are going to be available right through. I mean, we in the Irish Times have an irishtimes.com/results2017. We have a live blog from Wednesday. The Irish Independent with the Institute of Guidance Counsellors as well have a phone line support service at 1-800-265-165. So students can actually go to either our Irish Times live blog and look at all of the questions that are coming in. And for most students, you'll find that your question will be repeated over and over again.
And the main thing is, calm down. Do this
absolutely.
Slowly and carefully.
Absolutely.
Because the system has changed.
You know, you will have a lot. You'll have a whole week to respond to whatever offer you may get the following Monday. And we'll obviously be talking about that before then.
Absolutely. Brian, thank you very much for joining us. Guidance Counsellor and Irish Times columnist Brian Mooney, thank you very much.